I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 25th. There were 6 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. There are 35 active cases, and the death toll stands at 135. Quincy remains in the green category under the state's risk assessment map. Governor Baker says the Quincy Public Schools reopening plan should be used as a model for communities in the green status during the pandemic. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey and Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins attended the governor's coronavirus update at the State House yesterday to talk about Quincy's hybrid learning model. Federal regulators have approved full operations at the controversial natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. Enbridge Energy got the green light yesterday to begin operations at the station by October 1st. Opponents are vowing to continue fighting the station in court, arguing it will create dangerous air pollution and pose a safety risk. The Quincy Salvation Army says they're anticipating a 50% cut in donations during the holiday season because many stores are closing and people are shopping online. In addition to their Red Kettle Drive, the Army is launching an online Rescue Christmas fundraiser in hopes of increasing donations. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Friday, September 25th.